No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today. You've heard me talk about telemedicine at Trinity Medical Care Center here on The Mark White Show. With Trinity Medical Care Center's telemedicine, you can skip the commute and get the care you need from the safety and comfort of your own home. You can contact Trinity Medical Care Center by calling 256-489-3192. You can also schedule an appointment on the web by going to trinity-medicalcare.com. Again, give them a call at 256-489-3192. And give telemedicine a try today.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
You know, my mother used to say a long time ago, whenever there would be any real catastrophe that was in the movies or on the air, she would say, always look for the helpers. There will always be helpers, just on the sidelines. That's why I think that if news programs could make a conscious effort of showing anybody who is coming into a place where there's a tragedy, to be sure that they include that. Because if you look for the helpers, you'll know that there's hope.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. I'm glad that you all could join me today. As you know, the COVID pandemic continues, and there are many things out there that we're learning, and we've learned over the past few months about COVID and trying to protect ourselves and our families and those we work with and just people around us and taking care of our neighbor, trying to look out for our neighbor. DeMarcus Hill, he's the owner of Hill Integrated Services in Birmingham, Alabama. He reached out to me about disinfection and sanitizing services for commercial and residential properties across the city of Birmingham. And I'd like to welcome DeMarcus to The Mark White Show right now. Welcome to The Mark White Show, DeMarcus.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
Hey, glad to help you out. This is a business that is much needed right now as people are looking for ways to be able to sanitize, whether it's their home, their commercial business, schools, other properties that may need sanitizing.
You're right. You're right. Right now is a really, really dire time for the city of Birmingham. There's a lot of families and individuals being impacted with COVID. And I just feel like right now, while I still have a lot of energy and time and youth, that it's a good time to use that to try to make a difference in the community and as far out as possible, to be honest.
Now, DeMarcus, is this a business you've been in for a while?
Honestly, it's not. I started this at the peak of the pandemic. Like a lot of other people, I lost my job as well, and I really found a pleasure in helping people. So I figured if there is a way that I can get into the community and help, I would. So I did a lot of research and looked into some things that other cities, and states and countries were doing, and I took action by going to grab some electrostatic foggers EPA approved solutions and getting out into the community, knocking on doors, shaking hands with business people and telling them about our services and how we can help keep them in business and keep their doors open while being safe at the same time.
DeMarcus, have you been able to provide jobs through this business or do you do this by yourself?
I have actually. We have a team that goes out into the community about 3 to 4 per day, and we pretty much spread the word about what we do. And it's been a blessing for a number of us because when we didn't have a lot of hope and knowing where we're going to get income and be able to feed the families, this has been a little bit of a relief as well as being a help in the community as well, if you know what I mean.
Well, sure. I mean, I was in a security vehicle not too many months ago, and as I got into the vehicle, I thought about the people who had been in there before, my fellow coworkers, and the possibility of passing COVID. And of course, when you're in a school environment, you're a hospital environment, you're at your business, you're at your home, there are so many things right around you that can be contaminated and they need to be treated. You're there to help do that.
And that's exactly what we want to do. Even though it's really hard to see COVID, it's something that's really small. What we do is we use our disinfection equipment as a mister and a fogger, and we put 100% solution in it, which is a hospital-grade, eco-friendly solution, and we spray all surfaces, porous and non-porous, as well as allowing it to have a 2 to 5 minute dry time to effectively and efficiently eliminate the virus at the DNA level. And we also go back and do a deep clean for certain places that may have been contaminated or sanitized instruments as far as musical, computer electronics. In the food industry, we can also sanitize, your tables, chairs, and your, credit card machines, all of those places that are touched a lot, very common use in high traffic areas.
When you talk about this sanitation process, are we talking about the cold plasma generator technology?
The cold plasma generator is actually a optional service. It's actually something that we really push towards our commercial properties. And what that does is you install it to your HVAC unit. And it's a small device that doesn't have any moving parts. And what it does is it creates an ionized field with charged positive ions that robs those bacteria, fungus, mold, mildews, and viruses such as COVID-19 of their hydrogen atoms. And it pretty much effectively scrubs the air and the surfaces autonomously throughout the day as long as that HVAC system is on and working.
And when we're talking about other diseases, we're talking about staph, we're talking about E. coli, TB, MRSA, Legionella as well.
Yes, sir, we are. We're talking about things that are in the air on surfaces every day that we can't see, that we come in contact with just involuntarily, and it could possibly go with you or to someone that you love. And that's why we're trying to eliminate those things in the homes and residential properties as well as commercial properties. Yes, sir.
You know, I can't imagine being in the janitorial or sanitation type business prior to COVID, and then suddenly best practices that were always used for years and years suddenly become obsolete, and you start having these changing plans. And as you know, best practices have changed throughout the past few months, what you should do here and what you should do there. From the very beginning, plans came out, but then they've been changed over and over again. It'd be very hard to be in that type of business right now as it continues to adapt and change.
And that's 100% correct. And one thing that we have learned to do is adapt with the change, because we do understand that this virus has a tendency to evolve and become stronger and affect people differently. So what we want to do is make sure we're using the best of the solutions. What we use is a hydrolyte, danolyte solution. And if you buy a computer, you can type in epa.gov and go to your list end of approved substances or solutions to effectively eliminate those viruses, you will see hydrolyte, datalyte solution as a ready-to-use solution that you should apply and let work for 5 to 10 minutes without wiping. And that's what we use in all of our clients, for all of our clients.
DeMarcus, if it's okay with you, I'm going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to talk some more about the services that you offer. It's also very interesting to me that you're a guy who lost your job and you found an opportunity to make a living elsewhere. And I want people who are listening right now to think about that. Maybe you lost your job. Maybe you're in a difficult position. Don't give up and don't quit. Look for opportunities that are around you and take advantage of those opportunities, and you can still be successful. When we're not successful is when we get down in the dumps and we decide that there's no hope for us and there's nothing going to happen in our lives special. And here you found an opportunity. I want to talk some more about that when we come back, okay?
Sure enough. Thank you.
All right, folks, we're talking to DeMarcus Hill. We're talking to DeMarcus Hill in Birmingham, Alabama. He is the owner of Hill Integrated Services. We're talking about disinfection and sanitizing services for commercial and residential properties across the city of Birmingham. This guy, he's bonded, he's licensed, he's insured, and he's accredited. All those things that you need, and it sounds like he knows his business. We appreciate DeMarcus here on the show right now, and when we come back, we're going to talk to DeMarcus Hill some more. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
He drives into the city, works extra part all day. Finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base. Wants dad to watch him play. Daddy.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. We have been talking to DeMarcus Hill in Birmingham, Alabama. He is the owner of Hill Integrated Services in Birmingham. They do disinfection and sanitizing services for commercial and residential properties across the city of Birmingham. Birmingham has been hit hard with COVID. We know that. That is one of the hardest struck places in the state of Alabama. I'm glad that you can be on the line with me, DeMarcus.
Thanks again, Mark, for having me.
Yes, sir. Happy to have you and happy to help your business however I can here. It's very important that people who are listening right now, maybe they're thinking about sanitizing their office, their business, their school, hospitals, and you have the capability. As you said, you have the experience now to be able to do this for people.
Yes, sir. We have been active since May of last year, and we got off to a really, really fast start because May of last year, was a very, very stressful period. I mean, no one could go to work. A lot of businesses were closed, and a lot of places were eager to get back open and do what they needed to do to be able to service their community again. And the people as well wanted to get out, but they wanted to be safe when doing so. And that's where we kind of found our niche and found where we could be of an assistance to people and try to eliminate this virus, the situation as efficiently as possible.
DeMarcus, when did you lose your job?
This was in January of 2020.
And how long did it take you to bounce back to find an opportunity here when it came to disinfection and sanitizing services?
Well, I've always been in, had an entrepreneurial spirit, and I've always wanted to help wherever I can. And when I saw how much of an impact this was having on the world, I couldn't help but to look, you know, with so much free time to do some research and see where this thing came from and how it can be stopped and how can, you know, we improve the day-to-day activities. And it just kind of came from a sense of wanting to help and also wanting, honestly, it was mostly just wanting to help. It had nothing to do with money at the time. It was just, honestly, how can we stop this and get back into a regular routine?
Well, and speaking of helping, and we talked about it in the first segment, you lost one job, but through this, you were able to provide multiple jobs.
This is a fact. And in fact, there's so much room for growth in this market that it's almost surprising to see that when I started this, there wasn't a lot of people. Well, a lot of companies in the disinfection and sanitizing service, it falls, even though it falls under a janitorial or custodial service, it's actually very, very different. And if you look at it, a cleaning service does very detailed work. They'll go in and they'll, you know, clean obvious dirt off of surfaces. Where we do the same thing, we also go back and sanitize and disinfect those surfaces with approved list and EPA approved solutions. And that makes a huge difference when you're doing the cleaning, because even though soap and water does, you know, obviously dirty work, it doesn't always get into those, it doesn't always kill those viruses that are on those surfaces, or bacteria or mold or mildew. And always, it's not always good to use Clorox in a lot of places, or bleach or ammonia, just to keep down those bad fumes. So what we did is we found something that was eco-friendly to also sustain the environment, but also do the job effectively too.
I've had some friends who have battled COVID, and I'm sure you have too, and people have lost their lives. I've been particularly concerned when it comes to the elderly in our communities, those who are older, and trying to stay away from them and keep them protected. You know, assisted living facilities, nursing homes, they've had a real challenge ahead of them when it comes to protecting those special people in their facilities.
Yes, and those are the places that we're wanting to target now. Obviously, we've done several daycares, church homes, grocery stores, barbers. salons, places that have continuous traffic. But the most important places for us right now is our families, our grandparents, our loved ones. So we want to get into the school systems. We want to get into assisted living homes, anywhere where there is a risk for the population to be, you know, a risk for deterioration of health. I mean, we don't want our loved ones to deteriorate too early. We want them to live fulfilled lives and see our kids continue to grow. And that's why we want to be able to step in and intervene on this COVID situation as immediately as possible.
And because, DeMarcus, I know that I don't have that many people who are well over the age of 80 and even in their 90s listening to the show, it means that somebody our age, somebody that can help, steps up to the plate and says, I believe that these services are needed where my people are at.
Yes, and that's the big deal right now. We've all heard of the cases that were going on around the world, and we pretty much watched as they got closer and closer to home. And that's been the biggest fear for most of us, you know, our loved ones getting sick. And this new strain has had a way of affecting younger and younger people, down to kids, toddlers, infants. And we know that those places have a lot of activity, especially with kids liking to touch things. So those are places that we're wanting to target: schools, assisted living programs, and government buildings right now. As we know, the mayor has been sick. We've had family members. So anytime we can find somewhere we can be in assistance, that's where we want to go. And we also want to give other people the opportunity to get into the disinfection service and grow as well and help. The more people that we have spraying or installing CPGs, you know, the quicker I think we can get a solution and bring an end to this, especially in Birmingham.
And, you know, DeMarcus, speaking of Mayor Woodfin, it hit close to home to him when he lost his grandmother. And so that was a very important part of his life, was his grandmother. And so there has to be a fire under him to try to make sure that other people don't have to have that same experience.
You know, I cry out, and without trying to be overzealous or over forceful, I really just want to give people that safe feeling again to go to their families and their loved ones and not have to worry about, you know, being too close. That's one of the things right now that's big for us. It's really important right now that if anyone needs this service, please reach out to us, 205-243-1444. Or you can reach us on Facebook at Hill Integrated Services. We are also on Instagram, and we do have a website. Please feel free to call or tell someone who might be in need. We will be able to, you know, respond immediately and get someone out to you guys as soon as possible.
And that website is Hill Integrated Services. And for those who need the spelling, it's HillIntegratedServices.com. That's HillIntegratedServices.com. Again, you can follow on Facebook at Hill Integrated Services, on Instagram at Hill.Integrated.Services.LLC. DeMarcus, thank you for reaching out to the Mark White Show today.
Hey, Mark, I really appreciate you. You've been the first person to give me a platform to really speak out. I was on your Facebook page today. I made sure to follow and like, and I just wanted to tell you again, I appreciate everything that you did for me today.
Hey, happy to help you, my friend. And I'm proud of you for stepping up and finding a new job. You stepped up in a big way, and I know that's going to encourage and inspire somebody that's listening right now.
Yes, sir. Perseverance is what we like to do. We want to push through the hard times.
Thank you, DeMarcus. I appreciate you, buddy.
Hey, no problem.
We've been talking to DeMarcus Hill, and he is the owner of Hill Integrated Services. They are disinfection sanitizing services for commercial and residential properties across the city of Birmingham. They are, again, bonded, licensed, insured, and accredited. I want you to check out HillIntegratedServices.com. Follow them on Facebook. Follow them on Instagram. DeMarcus sounds like a great guy who will treat you right. So I'm looking forward to hearing great things out of him and the business that he has. We're here to recognize difference makers and share their stories to encourage and inspire each other. And that's what we're doing here at The Mark White Show. I hope that you'll share the show with your friends, your family, your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show. You can also follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and MeWe. You can also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, and YouTube. Let's do what we can to be safe. Let's do what we can to protect others as we move forward through this pandemic. We are going to make it. We're going to be okay. We've lost some amazing people in this process, and it's heartbreaking. But let's bond together to help each other during this time. And that's where we're going to make the most difference, is looking out for each other, looking out for our neighbor. I care about you. I want you to be okay. I want to help people in the community however I can. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's Corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing
seems to fit. You are my sunshine.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Hey everyone, I just wanted to pass along this really important message because it's important to me and everybody around me. Did you know that 22.6 million Americans have battled COVID-19? Now, a huge surge in COVID cases has risen up in the US, but if you have recovered from COVID-19, you may have powerful antibodies in your blood plasma. Like, what? That's absolutely insane. One COVID plasma donation could help save 4 COVID patients. So if you want to be a hero, which I know you do, just go to a donation bank for blood or give some of your plasma if you have recovered from COVID. Anything helps. Love you.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
You hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.